you. Welcome to the Blue Ridge Internet Intelligence on WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenwood County. In the interest of pressure of amateur radio, this man is calling nightly. 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also via Echolink node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. The top Susan Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina, border near Highway 276. The repeater is in elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs' licenses are on their frequency are invited to check in. Traffic announcements or bulletins for the net, please call WG4MC or net control. In the row, call once Friday when this is directed in. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give me a call sign. Phonetically is always appreciated. Name, location, and senior intent to remain on the net for the rescue portion. Before we get with our check-ins, let's start with our pre-reading with W4FCM friend TR, his wife Isla, N4IEI, K4XMR, Male Prosperity, KI4LZI, Annie up there in Tamarot, WU2T, Rusty and Moore, KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer, KO4RAX, Jim in Dakinsville, KM4, BLH, Kurt Greenville, K4OIM, Walt Edmond, KC4W, Bill and Anderson, KN4, MDA, John Lyman, KA5WLL, Rory Taylor, N4DJC, Jerry Anderson, KG4WMP, Landon, and Bowling Springs, KO4MUE, Chad and his wife Anna, KO4RYP, they're both in Campobello. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-ins of the form of the function of the repeater. All right, let's start with our friends on Echolink. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, sir. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu, that's KO4WWZ, name is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November, QTH tonight is Easley, South Carolina, and I'll stick around for some comments because I have some antenna questions. Good evening to all on the net. Talk to y'all later.
WG4MC, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, no comment. Oh, traffic. Excuse me. KM4RJN, clear.
Welcome, KO4WWZ, that's Chandler. Appreciate you talking about Chandler. Didn't get your location. If you can come back in just a second, be back to you a little bit for some comments. For RJM, John Brown Summit. Appreciate you stopping by, John. Hope you're doing well. Chandler, if you can come back to your location, I appreciate it.
Roger that. Location is Easley, South Carolina. That's Echo Alpha Sierra Luna Echo Yankee, South Carolina.
Another Echolink station up, so Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Zulu, Yankee, X-ray, KO4, ZYX, negative. Thanks for calling net. 73 is everybody on the net.
KO4ZYX, Daniel. Appreciate you talking about Daniel. Didn't get your location for the log, please, sir.
Net control, ZYX. I'm running mobile on Echolink this evening from Greenville to Spartanburg. Primary area of operations is Woodruff. Over.
In Greenville, appreciate that, Daniel. Again, be careful out there on the mobile. Appreciate you stopping by. Alrighty, looks like we've exhausted our Echolink station, so we'll be in the RF portion tonight being Thursday night. We start with the Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC. And K KO4QLD. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. Chris, I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Again, KZ4TMA, Kilo Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha, Simon, and Greenville, negative and negative.
Where is Team Internet? Life up on KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you talking about Chris. So we got KZ4TMA, that's Simon in Greenville. Appreciate you. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. For the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we've got another Echo Link station, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. And if you don't have transmit capability, just send me a text message. We'd love to get you checked in. All right, we'll fly down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. Uniform through Zulu, you through there for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Control. Control, Zulu, Hotel Fox, Keith, and Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out if you hear me.
KE4ZHF, that's Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you talking about Keith, hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, you through there for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. In the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane, Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
Mr. Shane in Cleveland, N4ZLK. Appreciate you talking about Shane, hope you're doing well. To the next alphabetical group, which will actually take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, E through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4MC. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Sonica, negative and negative.
3Z. Check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rolling in pickets, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
4MC. And everyone on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
4MC. Matt, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, Flight 2. Welcome, W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer. Hope you're doing well. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Appreciate you stopping by. K1CJW, Rowan and Pickens. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. KK4DMW, Rick, and he brings on the family, starting with his wife, Lorena. KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle. KM4MOQ, Rick, please tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Have another Echo Link station, so Echo Link station is only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, this is N1JBA, November 1, Juliet Bravo Alpha, checking in. I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome N1JBA, that's James. Appreciate you talking about James. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll file down the next alphabetical group, which will take us Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
W4MGC, Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4 HKX. And I'm in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
KO4 HK X-ray. You say you were in Penrose, but I didn't get the name. Can you please come back?
Sorry, Matt. That's Patrick.
Sure, we got you in law. I appreciate it, sir. Additional stations echo through hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MZ. Okay, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Looks like we've got everybody to the echo through hotel route, so we'll slide down the next alphabetical route, which would be India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James, and I am up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Z, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family. No traffic, no comment.
WG4MC. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73. 4MC. Kilo 3, Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD. This is Jim in Union, South Carolina. I'm negative and negative, 73.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Quebec X-ray, it's KO4JQX. This is Jeff. I'm in Pilsner. I'll be negative and negative tonight, sir. Thanks for calling the net.
See the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Mike, welcome. KK4, JB. KK4JFO, that's James up there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Hope you're doing well. Then we got W4IOE, Sid up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you stopping by, Sid. Then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife, Donna. KC4MFK, Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Then we got K3JTD, that's Jim and you. Appreciate you stopping by, Jim. Then we got Jed up there in Pelzer, KO4JQ X-ray. Appreciate you stopping by, Jim. India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Station up, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm at my home in Pelzer tonight. 73 to you, Matt. All on the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
To the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Life welcome. KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred. Mobile around in Pelzer. Be careful out there on the mobile, friend. Again, hope your family are doing well. We'll fly down the next alphabetical route, which is a very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of Blue Ridge Team Internet. Mike through Papa, M3P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Please call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet looking for check-ins in the Mike through Papa group, M3P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. This is KO4NUE. Matt, you got just a second.
Hey, WG4MC. Yeah, go ahead, Fred. I'm at Chad, sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed the check-in, but just going to let you know. Just had a new operator, a new call sign call me on the phone. Had some questions about checking in to the net, and I think he may have missed his alphabetical group because he was on the phone with me. But there is a new ham out there that is listening that's wanting to check in. And I just wondered if you'd take the time and maybe help him out just a little bit. KO4NUE, clear.
NUE, WG4MC, received. Mr. Chan, I'd be happy for him to go ahead and check in. That new ham, if you are listening, the frequency is yours. Go ahead and call WG4MC or Net Control, and we'll get you checked in, sir.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Uniform November, KO4YUN. Hey, Matt, it's my first call in, I guess, for checking with this MNET. I was on the repeater earlier today and a few other guys, but yeah, this is pretty much my first, I guess, check-in with this, but I have a few things to say, I guess, and rag to you later, but thank you.
For YUNWG Pharmacy, well, if I can get your name and location for the logbook, please, sir. And again, welcome to the hobby. Congratulations on getting your ticket, sir.
Tanner Bridges, and this is coming from 175 Family Circle Drive, just outside of Pittsburgh. Well, yeah, just outside of Pittsburgh.
Okay, so you were a little scratchy on your name. Just give me your name, and that's all I need.
Tanner Bridges. T-A-N-N-E-R-B-R-I-D-G-E-S.
All right, guys. Well, again, welcome to the hobby, sir. It's a great hobby. Congratulations on getting your ticket. And like I said, if you need any help setting up your station or antennas, just reach out. Just reach out on this repeater, and there'll be somebody glad to help you out. Again, welcome to the hobby. Congratulations. Net Control, would like to welcome K-O-4-Y-N-U. Mr. Tanner and Pickens. Appreciate you stopping by, Tanner. Again, congratulations on getting your ticket. All right, it's WG4C of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We've been through that alphabet once, so now let's open up to that big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. You're doing well tonight. Please check in. Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike. That's KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel. My location is Traveler's Rest. Good evening to you and all on the net tonight, Matt. And glad to hear our new ham on.
Whiskey 4 Juliet Kilo Mike. This is Jerry in Simpsonville. Negative and negative.
Charlie 4, Yankee, Lima, Charlie, KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Check in November 4, Sierra Mike Hotel, 24 estimates, Josh and Greer, negative, negative, right? Welcome to our event.
MC. For Matt, please check in, JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
From St. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'd like to welcome KJ4WZM. That's Daniel in TR. Appreciate you stopping by, Daniel. Hope you're doing well. Then we got W4JKM. That's Jerry in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Jerry. KC4YLC. Dave in Whitmire. Hope you're doing well. N4SMH, that's John in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, John. KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. And his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They make their home easily. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello. Hope you all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. I got a bunch of white noise on you. If you're mobile, try to go on HT, maybe an HT, try and find a better X. But hold on 1 second. I'll give you a chance to maybe make a little adjustment. I've got another Echo Link station. So Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC.
Good evening, Matt. If you would check in KA4 PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening, Matt. Good evening, Matt, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue.
I'd like to welcome KA4 PQA, that's Stephen in Greenwood. Appreciate stopping by. I hope you're doing well. Okay, that last station that was trying to check in on the RF, try it again, sir. Wishing to secure may do so. I will now again the right to you portion of the net with your office stops for check-ins. First on the stop this evening is Mr. Chandler, KO4WWZ. Please call WG4MC or net control.
WG4MC. This is KO4WWZ. How are you doing tonight, sir? And if you're all right with it, I would like that. Mainly, I'm wanting to ask you that if there's any station out there, including KO4MUE, that can provide some insight to my question, I would really appreciate it. Over.
For WWZ, WG4MC. Yeah, Chandler, go ahead and ask your question, and I'm sure somebody can chime in with an answer for you. Go ahead.
Great. Thank you very much. Well, this week I got my DX engineering catalog in the mail, and today I've been looking at it, and on page 69, there is a EA or a E antenna that is a Yagi, so it's directional, and it has dual band VHF and UHF capabilities. I was just wanting to know, has anybody ever used one of these antennas before, and is it worth the money?
Out there have used that Yagi antenna that might be able to answer Chandler's question.
So, station that was trying to check in right before Chandler was KF4NXY. KF4NXY, name was David, he's located in Southern Greenville County.
WG4MC, appreciate the relay. The relay will go ahead and recognize KF4NXY, David in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate that relay, Mr. Chad. Hey, Chad, you would have an answer to Mr. Chandler's question regarding that Yagi antenna for UHF, VHF, do you?
Roger that. I am on page 69 of the DX Engineering magazine, and I'm trying to find what he's looking at. So, Chandler, if you can give me any more information, that'd be great.
Roger that. It is a EANR. Hang on, I gotta get it in the right. Alright, R2010250.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, it's, you understand that's directional, right? So, you're gonna have to probably find a way to, but typically those are turned. Those are on a rotator, so you can turn them. I guess you could mount it stationary to, hit this repeater. But I'm not seeing why that wouldn't work.
Because of that, I just noticed one of the last times we were together doing radio communications, we were using a directional antenna on 2 meters. And I noticed a huge difference in sound quality. And to me, that makes me wonder if these antennas are better than Omnis.
I different, you know. I think the Yaggies do have a little more gain to them. But like I said, I don't know that that would be better. I think it would just be different because you're able to direct your RF instead of just going out in a circle, you know. So, you know, that I guess that would have to be your decision. Over.
Because of that, and I forgot the new station's call sign, but I didn't tell you that I'm proud of him and congratulations. And also, if you can give me a call on the landline a little later, I'd like to talk to you about something. But I appreciate your information. And WG4MC, if you have anything you'd like to add, or does anybody else out there like to add anything, I'm all ears. And thank you very much again, Chad. It's a pleasure talking to you. KO4WWZ.
Anybody else have anything to add regarding Chandler's question regarding that Yagi antenna?
Oh, yes.
Or a comment?
Yeah, somebody said we doubled.
WG4MC to net, KI4DOS. Chandler, if you are looking to get a Yagi, there are pros and cons. If it is facing away from a repeater, you may or may not hear it as well. You probably still hear it, but you may not hear it as well. And you will not be able to get into it as well unless it is pointed directly towards that repeater. There are directional antennas. They do kind of receive omnidirectional, but they don't receive that well off the back, off the reflector. So if you're trying to improve your reception, you're going to have to put it on a rotator so you can rotate towards the signal that you're trying to pick up and go from there. An all-directional is a better receive antenna all the way around, you know, 360 degrees than a beam, like I said, has a null at the back of it, and if the back of the beam is pointed to the signal and it's a weak signal, you probably won't hear it at all.
Roger that. Thank you, Gary.
For WWZ, WG4MC, Mr. Chandler, Gary, thank you so much for bringing that information. Yeah, Chandler, it's just basically it's what you want the antenna to do. If you want to be like more directional, like if you're trying to get it into a repeater that you haven't been able to with your omnidirectional, it might be the way to go. But Gary's right, those things are very directional, so you would definitely need to mount it and have that thing on a rotor so you can point it in the direction that you can you want to. But it just really just depends on what you're trying to do, what you're trying to achieve.
Roger that. If Chad's still in there, one of my goals is if I can get a better radio and this antenna, I want to see if I can try and hit the thermal belt machine, which is all the way in Tryon.
For
UEWG4C,
did you get Mr. Chandler's question, Chad?
I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to answer that. Chandler, I'm not going to say it's not possible to hit that machine from your location. I don't think it's likely. But, you know, I will tell you this. You know, there's going to be some... Just want to make sure you're aware, if you go with the Yagi, there's going to be a lot of additional expense that comes with that. You know, you're going to have a rotator and a controller and a control wire and an antenna. And, you know, I'd say anywhere from probably probably 500 to 700, depending on what kind of antenna you get. So, you know, with that, I'm just going to leave that right there. Yeah, so I don't know what to tell you about the thermal belt machine. I don't think you're going to be able to hit that from your location. But, you know, anything's possible, I guess.
Roger that, and not to mention, I think this time of year, the vegetation would solidly take it out completely, and it wouldn't even pick up a faint signal from my location. But thank you very much, and don't forget, I want to talk to you on the landline later, if you have time. If you don't, just give me a call tomorrow. KO4WWC, I'll give it back to Net Control. Thank you all very much. And thank you, WG4MC. I'm going to get it right one day.
Back and got your name. He called it off. YNU instead of YUN. At that point, you would break in and say recheck and wait for him to acknowledge you. And once he acknowledges you, you just tell him that the call, the correction on the call sign.
I did actually notice that, so I didn't say anything on there. So, yeah, I will make sure the next time it is read incorrectly, I will recheck back in and let them know the correct call sign.
You did a good job, man. Glad you got something you can talk on now. That other thing was not doing too well, was it?
Jim, you know, I'm starting to miss the Bofang. I'm starting to think maybe the Bofang was a little bit better than this.
Boy. Well, that's kind of hard to believe. Can you give me a reason?
I'm just messing with you, Chris.
Okay, you got me on that one. You got me good on that one. I hit it hook, line, and sinker.
Correct way to check out on a ambulance.
You can.
Yeah, what was the question, Chris? Correct way to check in on what?
And the correct way to check out, I think.
K04YUN, this is K04NUE. Say again, question, over.
Correct way to check out on a handset. I'm ready to check out right now, so I'm just wondering what would be the correct order of operations here.
The net is officially over. He closed it, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, and returned repeater back to normal amateur use, which means we're just talking right now. But to answer your question, when you are ready to, you know, call it quits or end the transmission, there's several ways to do that. But the way I do that is, you know, don't be, you know, abrupt unless there's some kind of, you know, emergency or something, or some reason that you need to be abrupt. But typically I would say, this is KO4NUE. I have enjoyed the conversation, fellas. Appreciate the information and all the help. But I'm going to say 73, and I'm going to clear on out. Or you can say, I'm going to be clear on your final. And that gives the other stations an opportunity to say, hey, good night, or nice talking to you, or whatever. You know, just like a face-to-face conversation.
I was actually wondering if people were saying 73 or 73 whenever they checked out, and I guess that's 73, correct?
That's 73.
This is KO4YUN, and I'll be checking out tonight, and I'll be out in your final. Thank you, guys.
And it's a pleasure talking to you, too, and 73 to you. Have a nice evening and a good, safe day tomorrow. This is KO4NUE 73. I'm clear.
For me, KO4QOG. I'm clear.
73, sir. KO4WWZ. I'll be clear listening.
QLG, KO4NUE.
KO4QOG, go ahead.
Back to the day.
Talking on the radio just cleared it out what I did. I'm trying to think. I've been in the radio since the net started. Yeah, pretty good day.
Well, I got this junk hole of a ham shack cleaned up, spent all day cleaning it up, and then I just realized I've taking everything off of one desk and put it on another desk. So it's, I'm just going to stop building anything with a flat surface because that just seems to, you know, create a glass menagerie or junk menagerie.
I am with flat surfaces. Next thing you know, you'll have your ham shack with both them flat surfaces covered up and radios on both of them and using both of them using a swivel chair so you can go back and forth if it's anything like my shop.
Nope, I learned my lesson with that. I turn one radio on and turn the rest of them off. Because I will grab the wrong mic and just talk. And it just, no sir, learned my lesson.
Tell me.
You'd say again, over.
But that don't work too good with more than one call sign.
You're right, that doesn't work out good at all.
The double with you.
No, it wasn't me. I'm not sure. Last calling station, go ahead.
This is KO from WWC. I'm sorry, I'm on echo link. I've been trying to say comment in between transmissions, but it might have a little bit of a delay on it. No apologies. Sorry, Chris.
No problem. Sound like you're shaving.
QLG, KO4, NUE. Goodness.
I'm still here. Go ahead.
It's, Dad's doing better. He's, got out and messed around in the yard a little bit today. And, this afternoon he's wanted to know if I'd feed for him. So I told him I would, and he says, well, swing by here on the Kubota and pick me up on your way down, which means when we get down there in the pasture, I'm going to look everything over while you're here, and we're gonna deal with it while you're here.
Tell me that's not your first inspection.
Right. So I just let him go on in the barn. You know, I stayed out in the yard. So I rearranged all the tools on the workbench and, you know, actually cleaned the place up just a little bit, not much. And Well, I appreciate you cleaning up, but I can't find out where anything is. You know, you put the tools up here, and that goes here, that goes there. Where'd you find them? I've been looking for them for a year, and da-da-da-da-da-da. He just went on and on and on and on and on. So I didn't really get chewed out, but he could tell I was aggravating him a little bit.
He does that. I wonder what would happen if you just reached over and gave him a hug. Because I know you wouldn't. You're not that kind. But 2 days ago, he was sitting in the hospital and you didn't know what was going on with him. I bet you would have gave anything to have him stand up and give you a hug then.
We tell each other we love each other and, you know, hug and carry on all the time, but we do aggravate each other a lot just to pick at one another. And he's kind of picky about how things, you know, if he lays something down, that's where he wants it. It don't necessarily need to be hung up on the shelf. If he laid it right there, then that's where he wants it there. And it usually, not always, but usually it's there for a reason. And, you know, I just went and put everything, you know, kind of picked things up a little bit and rearranged the tools. You know, he's got the little tool rack there with the little black magic marker with, you know, pliers and screwdriver and this, that, and the other, so I just kind of disregarded all of the black magic markers of, you know, put the hammer where the pliers go and put the pliers where the hammer goes, and he just looked at me and grinned. He got me anyway, but he grinned first, which that lets me know he knew what I was doing.
Yeah, I know how he feels a lot of times. My shop's in a mess, but I know where it is the last time I left the tool there. And the times that I don't, I get funny little check marks at the door for some reason.
But you know what you want me to say? You know, I gotta keep check of them somehow, cause if I don't get you, you gonna nail me. So I just put the check marks up there, so we got to count. We know who's where. Who's winning, by the way?
You are by about one. My check marks are up there because of something I did. Your check marks are up there. Well, I was going to turn that around on you, but it's about to backfire on me, so I'll shut up.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm one ahead, because a couple of weeks ago I was like 20 ahead. So I'm lost in the math somewhere. You won't fill me in.
Your math, 4 equals 1. And I never have been able to get that added up. So, where you get that 20 just needed some correction.
Well, more. If you lose something, it's really 4. And if I lose something, it's 1. You see how that works?
No, not really. You must be taking a course from this new kind of math or something. What does 1 plus 1 equal, by the way? Now, see, I do math the old school way. That's why my 11 degrees and your 11 degrees are 2 different degrees.
You got me on that one, bud. I can't, well, you should have specified on what axis. So you didn't specify the axis. That's what got me.
I specified the axis, but I did use parallel and perpendicular.
Oh, I have good days and bad days. Maybe you got me on a bad day.
Maybe so. It's all in fun. Enjoy that day.
I enjoy any day in the machine shop with you or in the shop. That's always a good day. But at any rate, have you got, did you do anything with water stands today?
I did not. I watered the plants. Come back to the shop for a little bit, worked on a few items. Got them ready to take back to the owners. Done some weed eating in the hot sun with my Camelback on. And made a full day of it.
You know, I got this new controller for the antenna rotor and got the, you know, Yaesu controller with it here in the shop. I mean, in the ham shack. And it's got a light switch on it, so it'll illuminate the, you know, the heading that the antenna's at. And I left the light on last night, and there is a gnat that got in behind the glass case, and he's pinned in between the glass case and the bezel behind it. And you know how, you know, I can't stand that. It absolutely drives me crazy. And I cannot for the life of me figure out how a gnat got in there. But I can't get it to move, and it's stuck right on the club's repeater. You know, the azimuth. And it's driving me crazy, but
well, in the needle.
It covers it. But, you know, I've got all my azimuths written down for all the repeaters or, you know, simplex or whatever. But I guess this way I don't have to look up at my chart. I can just go straight to the NAT and be on the club's repeater.
Find a deep enough slot in there somewhere on the face of that. Stick a dog hair down in there and brush it away.
Got one radio with a dog hair in it. Now it's a NAT. So, you know, it's always something. I just have to learn to live with it, I guess, because I don't want to take the whole thing apart just for that. But it's just, it's annoying. It's not too bad if I turn the light off. If I turn the light off, I can't see it. So that's what I'll do. I'll just leave the light off on it and won't have to worry about it.
That'll accomplish the objective. That's the only thing that counts, right? Of course, you could take a Sharpie and put a line over the outside of the glass so that you can't see the net. If you could keep it out of your mind that the net is actually still there, it's just covered up. Maybe you could label that Sharpie line.
I'm not gonna draw my bezel up, but maybe when he dries out a little bit, he'll fall down at the bottom or something. But I've been tapping on it and messing with it. He's not moving.
Any kind of cooling holes, or anything you can get a vacuum cleaner to suck them out through?
Tomorrow, the switch openings are a little bit large, so maybe I can get the vacuum over that and try to move him around a little bit. But at any rate, well, listen, let me clear on out. I don't think people want to hear about a gnat in the bezel, so let me clear on out. I'll give you a call in the morning, and I'm not anticipating the cable being here by Friday. So, what you want to do with the computer, over?
Well, when we call tomorrow on the phone, I will get you to pull up a couple of azimuths off of that Google Earth Pro that I've already got labeled on it. Because I'll need them tomorrow late afternoon to give it to somebody. But other than that, we can wait till next week.
If you holler in the morning, I may just head that way. But we'll talk about it in the morning. I need to come there over there anyway. So, alright, well, let me clear on out, and you have a good night, bud. And I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Okay, talking with KO4KO GM, clear too.